Are you ready to learn more about science and ancient life? Welcome to Dinosaur Detectives with Anna Dubois. Anna is known as Little Miss Dinosaur, and in just a few minutes, you'll learn why. Get ready to explore paleontology and specifically the world of dinosaurs. Now, here's Anna.
It's time to uncover and discover. Let's crack open the fossil files and see what we are going to learn about today. Oh, yes. We are going to learn all about the dinosaurs from the upcoming movie, Jurassic World. This is going to be great! Welcome, I'm Anna Dubois, Little Miss Dinosaur. You're listening to Dinosaur Detectives. Let's open up the Mesozoic map and see where we are going today. We are going all the way back to the Jurassic and Cretaceous period, 206 to 64 million years ago. Jurassic Park is an American media franchise consisting of novels, films, comic, and video games centering on a disastrous attempt to create a theme park of cloned dinosaurs. It began in 1990 when Universal Studios bought the rights to the novel by Michael Crichton before it was even published. The book was successful, as was the 1993 film adaptation, which led to three sequels. Although the third and fourth films were not based on novels, as the first two were, it was announced on March 2013 that the fourth film, called Jurassic World, would be released in June 2015. That's right, detectives. It is time for Jurassic World. Woo-hoo! Did you know, Dino? Jurassic World was shot on Island Oahu in New Orleans. The film ended in August 5th, 2014. So let's meet the stars of the film. No, not the actors, the dinosaurs! Ha ha ha! First up, Ankylosaurus from the Late Cretaceous. Let's examine Ankylosaurus' creature features. According to Live Science, often compared to an army tank or bus, Ankylosaurus was a heavily armored dinosaur with a large club-like protrusion on the end of its tail. Ankylosaurus means fused lizard in Greek, and was given that name because the bones in its skull and other parts of its body were fused, making the dinosaur extremely rugged. Ankylosaurus lived in the Late Cretaceous period, about 65 to 66 million years ago, and roamed the western United States and Alberta, Canada. While this herbivorous dinosaur was a massive animal, a re-examination of its fossils in 2004 by an armored dinosaur expert, Kenneth Carpenter, downsized it a bit. The largest Ankylosaurus specimen ever found was 20 and a half feet long, 5 feet tall at the hips, and 5 feet wide. According to the study published in the Canadian Journal of Earth Sciences, it likely weighed up to 4 tons. The top of the dinosaur was almost completely covered with thick armor consisting of massive knobs and oval plates of bone, known as osteoderms or scutes, which are also common on crocodiles, armadillos, and some lizards. They are bones that form within the skin, just like crocodiles. The plates, which varied in size, were aligned in irregular horizontal rows down the dinosaur's neck, back, and hips. There were also smaller plates, or another similar features, protecting the areas between the larger plates, and there may have also been smaller plates on its tail and limbs. The animal's biggest cluster of armor was on its neck region. Along with its armored plating, Ankylosaurus had 2 rows of spikes along its body. Additionally, its head was long and low, with prominent horns projecting back to the side and plates protecting its eyes. However, even without these defenses, Ankylosaurus would have been difficult for predators to kill. This was because its body was very wide and flat, making it hard for anything to chomp down on it. Aside from its armor, another defining characteristic of Ankylosaurus was its tail club. The tail contained a vertebrae that were woven together to form a stiff rod at the base of the club at the end. Scientists have proposed several different hypotheses for the purpose of the dinosaur's club, according to the 2009 study in the journal PLOS ONE. For instance, the tail may have been used for display purposes, such as for attracting mates. Alternatively, it may have been used for a combat between two ankylosaurus, such as over territory or mates. Whatever the case, it seems the dinosaur did sometimes use its tail as a weapon. The Plus One study concluded that the huge tail could easily have broken the bones of most of its predators. Ankylosaurus moved on all four limbs, and its hind limbs were slightly longer than its forelimbs. Though there are insufficient foot fossils to establish whether the ankylosaurus had toes, it's believed that dinosaurs likely had five toes on each foot. So what did ankylosaurus eat? Ankylosaurus grazed on low-lying plants. The dinosaur's triangular skull was wider than it was long and had a narrow beak at the end to aid in stripping leaves from plants. Its small leaf-shaped teeth were not designed to break up large plants, and it had no grinding teeth. A broadness to part of its rib cage suggests that Ankylosaurus had some sort of fermentation digestive system to break down the massive amounts of unchewed plants it ate. According to Kenneth Carpenter's 2004 study, Ankylosaurus had a complex nasal passage and a large cavity volume for the olfactory region of their skulls. Loopy nasal cavity probably didn't improve smell much, and instead was important for things like regulating temperature, according to the 2011 study in the Journal of Anatomy. However, Ankylosaurus seemed to have a large olfactory bulb, a brain structure involved in the sense of smell. So the dinosaurs likely had a strong sense of smell to help seek out food and avoid predators, the study suggested. Ankylosaurus in the Jurassic Park movies, according to the Jurassic Park wiki, Ankylosaurus was successfully recreated by Ingen in the lab on Isla Sorna. The Ankylosaurs were parented and fed in captivity on the island. Ankylosaurus had a dark tan underbelly with bright red patches on the eyes. It also had faded strips of purple on its body, and its armor was black. Did you know, Dino? For unknown reasons, the Ankylosaurus was not planned to appear in the original Jurassic Park. Interesting. So when Hurricane Clarissa struck Isla Sorna, the Ingen personnel left the island. The Stegosaurus were either set free by the workers or broke out on their own because the storm had damaged the fences. Ankylosaurus roamed freely across the island. The Ankylosaurus had to learn to live in the wild. Since they no longer received lysine supplements in their food, they started to eat lysine-rich plants. It is unknown how many Ankylosaurus lived on the island, but they were known to have resided in the jungles of the Northeast. In Jurassic Park 3, Ankylosaurus was briefly encountered near a river where Dr. Alan Grant and the Kirby family rode a boat through. Ingen recreated the Ankylosaurus Forest Maz Rainey Global Corporation's new dinosaur zoo, Jurassic World on Isla Nebula. These new clones have grayish skin and dark gray armor with white spikes and are 1 meter longer than the first clones created. The Ankylosaurus can be viewed on the island and the gyrosphere attraction. Toys include Diecast Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park Series 2, Jurassic Park Jr., Jurassic Park 2011 Toys, Jurassic World Hero Mashers. Did you know, Dino? Two scenes of the Ankylosaurus was removed from the Jurassic Park 3. This is included in a battle between an individual and the pack of velociraptors to a more peaceful scene of the herd of three crossing the river that Dr. Alan Grant and the Kirby family were on. Next up, Mosasaurus. Wait a minute, Mosasaurus isn't a dinosaur. Just before the end of the Cretaceous period, the seas were home to some gigantic lizards. These monsters of the sea were close relatives to today's lizards and snakes. They evolved from small land-living lizards that took through the water in search of food. As the lizards adapted to life at the sea, their legs turned flippers and their bodies supported by the water became massive. Mosasaurus was one of the largest mosasaurs. It looked like a crocodile with flippers and swam by, moving its long body in slow waves. It was not a fast mover, but at times could have bursts of speed. It had strong, powerful bite, and fossils have been found showing it on turtle shells and ammonites. Mosasaurus survived until the end of the Cretaceous period when it vanished with the dinosaurs. This big guy featured in the Jurassic World along with the dinosaurs on Isla Sorna. When we come back from the break, detectives, we will learn where and how this giant sea monster lures the crowds to the park. I can't wait. Come on back, detectives, and learn more about the dinosaurs of the new film, Jurassic World, in part one of our series. I'm your host, Anna Dubois, Little Miss Dinosaur. You're listening to Dinosaur Detectives on Voice America Kids, produced by Perry DeMone's Kids Doll Radio.
More active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
Join us every week for the Paper Hope Street Team. None of our topics are off the table. This is a program that you can listen to and discuss with your family. From the pages of the Paper Hope blog to the internet radio airwaves, we'll talk about the topics you want to talk about, such as friendship and relationships, or some more controversial issues about sex, drugs, and underage drinking. Join the Paper Hope Street Team live every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Let's talk soon.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're exploring the world with Dinosaur Detectives and your host, Anna. Keep it here to learn some more great facts. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back, Detective. I'm so excited to talk to you about the upcoming release of the Jurassic World Part 4 in the Jurassic Park franchise to hit the big screen this June. Today, in part one of our series, we are learning about the awesome and amazing dinosaurs and creatures featured in the film. When we left for our break, we were talking about the mighty sea creature, the Mosasaurus. So just how is Mosasaurus featured in the film? Let's investigate further, detectives. Mosasaurus was successfully recreated by InGen under the wing of the Mazarini Global Corporation for their new Dinosaur Park Jurassic World. The Mosasaurus page in the Mosasaurus Feeding Show on the Page Jurassic World website says it weighs 15 tons. On the website, it's been confirmed that the species is Mosasaurus maximus, a synonym of the Mosasaurus hoffmanni. Unlike the Mosasaur InGen recreated, the clone Mosasaur retained many features of the original counterpart. There was a difference between the two. It also had a bite force of 13,000, 1 pound higher than the terrestrial predator Tyrannosaurus rex that lived in the same period as the Mosasaur. Yikes! This Mosasaur lives in a pool the size of 3 million gallons of water located near the main street in the park known as Jurassic Lagoon, and the visitors can watch it feed on sharks in the Mosasaur Feeding Show. Visitors could also view her through an aquarium below the lagoon known as the Underwater Observatory. Wowzers! Talk about a prehistoric SeaWorld feature. This big girl put Shamu to shame in the science department. What a spectacle that would truly be. Can you imagine how drenched you get watching her flop into the water? Ha ha! As revealed in the interview with the Empire magazine, Jurassic World director Colin Trevorrow came up with an idea that the Mosasaur Feeding Show during one of his first meetings with Steven Spielberg and Frank Marshall. He mentions that in his original concept that there is a separate facility that mass produces the sharks that the Mosasaur eats via cloning. Cool! The scene of Mosasaurus feeding in the Jurassic World has changed a total of 3 times with every trailer released so far. Similarly, the scene where the Mosasaurus jumps out of the water and kills the pterodon has changed 2 times. Mosasaur will be featured in the LEGO Jurassic World. It's a video game in which each player can play through the stories of the first 4 Jurassic Park movies. It will be developed by the Traveler's Tales and is set to be released in June 12, 2015. Did you know, Dino? The clone Mosasaur in the captivity on the Jurassic World is currently the only surviving member in her genus and her family. So what other family dinosaurs are in the new Jurassic World movie? Well, how about we explore the good old Triceratops? Triceratops was a very common dinosaur which lived at the very end of the Cretaceous period. It had a huge filled head with horns over each eye that could reach over 4 feet long. Triceratops had a third smaller horn on its nose. These would be fearsome weapons against a predator. Triceratops is one of the most common dinosaur fossils found. More than 50 skulls have been found. Within the genus, at least 7 species have been identified. The Ceratopsian family is one of the most successful and varied late Cretaceous. Triceratops is the largest member of this family, reaching the size of a school bus. Triceratops was a herd animal. It is believed that a large groups roamed North America. Their large horny beaks and long rows of teeth were well designed for the chewing tough, low-growing plants of the late Cretaceous. It was likely the main predator of these animals was Tyrannosaurus rex. A number of skeletons showed bite and chew marks that matched the teeth of T. rex. Horns and frills seemed to vary among individuals within the species. Some frills were very broad, others narrow. The nasal horn shows the most variance among individual specimens, no two being the same. The material that covered its horns in life would have added significantly to the length of the fossilized bone. In 2009, researchers under the supervision of Jack Horner argued that Triceratops was actually a juvenile version of Torosaurus. The massive frill of Triceratops would grow longer and thinner in time until it may have had the same holes as seen in Torosaurus. However, this evidence has yet to be fully accepted by the scientific community. After examining the beak and jaws, paleontologists reached the conclusion that Triceratops may have been partially carnivorous and probably scavenging after T-Rex or even scaring smaller predators away from their kills. Its strong jaws were able to crush bone and flesh as easily as they could grind plant material. The result would be an incredibly bizarre-looking, intimidating beast that behaved like more like a giant wild boar or an entelodon, a carnivorous pig-like creature, than a mild-mannered vegetarian. Triceratops and the Jurassic Park movies. Triceratops was created by Ingen in their compound on Isla Sorna, where they were taken care of by the workers there. Ingen journal entry of Triceratops. The species of Triceratops recreated was Triceratops horridus. As the clones matured, they would develop larger, more elongated frills, as well as the holes in these frills, said Dr. Laura Sorkin, discovered this metamorphosis and wrote her finds in her journal, providing that Triceratops was the same as a related Torosaurus. Triceratops were highly sociable, even adopting juveniles that were not from their herd. However, they were also aggressive as well, so they had to be treated with care. They had 2 skin variations, one being brown and the other being beige with stripes down the back. At the age of about a few months, the Triceratops would be transported to Isla Nebula to live as an attraction for the Ingen's Jurassic Park. They lived on their own paddock with the individual named Lady Margaret being the alpha female of the herd. In 1993, Lady Margaret had an adoptive daughter, really her sister clone, named Bakaita, who earned her name because she liked to eat banana leaves. Isla Nebula Incident, 1993. Just before the Endurement Team's tour of Jurassic Park, Triceratops fell ill from eating West Indian lilac, confusing their berries for gastroliths, Remember, detectives, gastroliths are the stones herbivores eat that allow them to break up the vegetation they eat in their stomachs. During the endorsement team's tour, Dr. Gary Harding allowed his daughter, Jessica Harding, to observe the park's triceratops herd inside their paddock. She managed to see Bakaita and Lady Margaret fighting another of her species for dominance over the herd before Gary told Jess to return to the visitor center so he could investigate the poison triceratops. Gary had a game warden, Robert Muldoon, tranquilize the ill individual so it wouldn't be aggressive around him. While he investigated the cause of its illness, the endorsement team went inside the paddock. After Dr. Alan Grant heard the dinosaur's moans, Dr. Grant hugged the trike upon seeing it. While observing the dinosaur, Dr. Ellie Sadler discovered that the triceratops was sick and decided to stay behind with the Dr. Harding to find the cause of its illness. When Dennis Nedry disabled most of Jurassic Park security, Triceratops was one of the many dinosaurs that were able to roam freely. One such Triceratops was Bakaita, who wandered out of her paddock to eat some banana leaves while trying to evacuate the island with his daughter and Naima Cruz. Dr. Gary Harding encountered Bakaita, who was blocking the road. After multiple attempts to get her off the road, Jess Harding managed to get Bakaita off the road and back by honking the horn of her jeep, with her father escorting the juvenile back to her paddock. This also alerted Lady Margaret, who felt the humans were threatening her child. Enraged, Lady Margaret attacks the Hardings' jeep with Jess and Naima inside. She continues to attack the jeep after she flips it over. She stops once Jessica disables the car horn that was aggravating the trike. However, Lady Margaret is soon attacked by Rexy, Jurassic Park's Tyrannosaurus Rex. The two proceed to have a duel. During the fight, the Hardings and Naima run into the Triceratops maintenance building with both combatants. It is unknown who won the fight, but Triceratops was most likely lost, and she lost a horn in the conflict, and Rexy is seen alive afterward, unharmed. When we come back from the break, detectives, we will learn more about the trikes and the Jurassic World. It will be great. Come on back, detectives, and learn more about the dinosaurs of the new film Jurassic World in part one of our series. I'm your host, Angie Walt, Little Miss Dinosaur, and you're listening to Dinosaur Detectives on Voice America Kids, produced by Perry Mills, Kids Star Radio.
Sounds strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
You're exploring the world with Dinosaur Detectives and your host, Anna. Keep it here to learn some more great facts. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back, detectives. Today, I'm talking to you about the upcoming release of Jurassic World Part 4 in the Jurassic Park franchise, which is hitting the big screen this June. Today, in part one of our series, we are learning about the awesome and amazing dinosaurs and creatures featured in the film. When we left for the break, we were talking about the very lovable Triceratops and how and when they have been featured in the series. Let's see what Jurassic World has in store for the trikes. It is unknown what happened to the Triceratops populations on Isla Nublar after the Isla Nublar incident of 1993. When Hurricane Clarissa hit Isla Sorna, the Incan workers on the island evacuated the island. The trikes were either freed by the workers or escaped their cages on their own. In the wild, they ate lysine-rich plants to counter the lysine contingency when they occupied most of the island. During the Isla Sorna incident of 1997, the Incan hunters captured an adult juvenile triceratops. These individuals were later freed by gatherers Nick Van Owen or Dr. Sarah Harding. When the adult was freed, it rammed through the projector screen Peter Ludlow was using when giving a speech to his co-workers. The triceratops also flung a car right at the tree stand that Roland and Timbo and Ajay Sidhu were in, but they jumped out of it in time before they were killed. It is unknown what happened to the triceratops after their escape. Isla Sorna Incident 2001 Edit. Only the triceratops was seen in The Lost World was when Dr. Alan Grant was aboard NC-22DC and saw a herd of triceratops and pointed it out to his group, a baby triceratops from Jurassic World. Incan created new clones of triceratops from Masrani Global Corporation's Jurassic World and on Isla Nebular. These clones were identical to the brown-skinned clones that were created before, though it is known that they were able to mature into Torosaurus like the first clones. They are slightly more social than the previous recreation, like getting to be scratched under their frill stand to having their photo taken. Aww, that is so cute. However, like the old clones, they still have trouble discerning what was edible for them, at least when they are juveniles. The adults live on Gyrosphere and are the self-entitled Triceratops territory, but the juveniles, or at least some of the juveniles, live in the Gentle Giants petting zoo, where they can be pet and even rode by human children. Did you know, Dino? Despite being a popular dinosaur and appearing in all three films, Triceratops is seen only for a short time in sequels. It only appeared for a minute in the second film and a few seconds in the third film. Triceratops is one of the few dinosaurs to appear in all the first three films. The others are Parasaurolophus, Tyrannosaurus Rex, and of course, Velociraptor. The number of triceratops in each film seem to be greater than the ones from the previous films. In the first film, there is one triceratops. In the second film, there are two. And in the third, there is a herd. The Jurassic Park 3, several triceratops can be seen with zebra-like stripes on them, much like the Tyrannosaurus and male Parasaurolophus scene. However, this is the same texture that was used for the bull in The Lost World Jurassic Park. As you can see, the bull triceratops had white stripes and dark brown coloration and was used again in Jurassic Park 3. Good old triceratops also appear in many of the series' games and toys from the first three movies. Another dinosaur featured in the new movie Jurassic World is Edmontosaurus. Edmontosaurus was also a large herbivorous dinosaur that lived during the late Cretaceous period. Its name means Edmonton lizard after the location and its discovery, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Edmontosaurus is part of the hadrosaur or duckbill family of dinosaurs who are known for their amazing teeth, as paleontologists call it, their dental battery. On each side of the jaw are three rows of 60 or more perfectly interlocking teeth. That's 720 per mouth compared to 32 in an adult human. Not only did Edmontosaurus have a lot of teeth, but when one fell out, another from inside its jaw would take its place. Teeth like these are called ever-growing. Edmontosaurus ate plants and had to be on constant alert for predators such as Tyrannosaurus and Dromaeosaurus. Edmontosaurus could not outrun any of the meat-eaters and had to rely on outmaneuvering them like a crafty football player and traveling in large herds where there was safety in numbers. Edmontosaurus was created by Incan for the Masrani Global Corporation's new dinosaur park, Jurassic World. The Edmontosaurus clones, oddly, didn't have The fleshy comb on their heads, like one of the original species Edmontosaurus regalis had. It could also be because the species are based on the species, and the Edmontosaurus annectans, which is not known to have a comb. These clones had a tan body with dark brown stripes, and a white tail covered in brown stripes, and a lime green head with red crests above their eyes and yellow mouth end. Edmontosaurus lives in the Cretaceous Cruise in the park and was only made appearances in the Lost World and now Jurassic World. Our next dinosaur was discovered by one of my all-time favorite paleontologists, Dr. Paul Serrano, and is making its big screen debut in the Jurassic World. It's Suchomimus. Remember the Sarcosuchus croc from our Halloween special? That monster crocodile was big as Buzz. Well, imagine him getting married to Spinosaurus and having a baby. Suchomimus means crocodile mimic and was in the Spinosaurus dinosaur. It seems to be a close relative to the Spinosaurus and looks very similar to this star of the Jurassic Park 3. Suchomimus, however, lacked the tail spines in the sail of its famous cousin, since its vertebrae was much smaller. It was a dinosaur trying hard to be a crocodile, says paleontologist Paul Serrano after he discovered a Suchomimus tenorensis during an expedition in Africa. It had a long snout filled with teeth that seemed designed to catch fish. Long, powerful arms extended to three-fingered hands with huge claws, which would have been useful for holding a large garfish, which may have made up part of its diet. Suchomimus has lived 105 million years ago, and this skeleton is most complete in the existence of any other Spinosaur family of dinosaurs. Suchomimus was 11 to 13 feet tall and about 30 to 40 feet long, and was a carnivore. The original Spinosaurus skeleton was destroyed in World War II when a museum in Berlin was destroyed by Allied bombers. Other paleontologists say that the discovery of Suchomimus is important as it illustrates in the diversity of dinosaurs. In particular, this discovery illustrates that a large carnivore that lived on the land could survive eating mostly fish. Suchomimus was created by Amgen for the Masrani Global Corporation's new dinosaur park Jurassic World. Its color scheme was dark blue with a yellow underbelly striping from the tail to its lower back. These new clones had proto-feathers on the back of their arms and on the top of their heads. Suchomimus lived in the Cretaceous Cruise with its relative Baryonyx. Did you know, Dino, during the Isla Sorna incident of 2001, Billy Brennan believed that Spinosaurus to be a Suchomimus before his colleague, Dr. Alan Grant, corrected him. Unlike most carnivorous dinosaurs, Suchomimus, along with its cousin Baryonyx and Mitriacanthosaurus, are the only carnivorous dinosaurs to coexist with the herbivores in the same exhibit. Suchomimus and Baryonyx are also the first ever dinosaurs that belong to the taxonomic family to coexist in the same exhibit as well. Another very famous dino hit the big screen, and this time around is Apatosaurus. Apatosaurus is one of the most famous of the giant Jurassic plant eaters. It was a huge long-necked dinosaur, longer than two school buses, weighing as much as 7 to 13 elephants. For years, an Apatosaurus body stood with the head of a Camarasaurus on the end of its neck. This was named Brontosaurus and was one of the most popular dinosaurs for many years. Recently, Brontosaurus has received its own genus instead of being an alternative name for the Apatosaurus. When we come back from the break, detectives, we will continue to explore Apatosaurus, some more of the dinosaurs from the Jurassic World, and it will be great. I'm your host, Annie Dubois, Little Miss Dinosaur. You're listening to Dinosaur Detectives on Voice America Kids, produced by Perry DeMoss, Kid Star Radio. Come on back!
On in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're exploring the world with Dinosaur Detectives and your host, Anna. Keep it here to learn some more great facts. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back, detectives. I'm Anna Dubois, Little Miss Dinosaur. And on today's Dinosaur Detective Show, we're talking about some of the dinosaurs from the upcoming feature film, Jurassic World. Apatosaurus is a fairly typical member of the Diplodocid family. Long neck, pillar-like legs, long tapering tail, and enormous size. It had, like the other family members, peg-like teeth and a head that seemed very small for such a large creature. Compared to Diplodocus, Apatosaurus has a shorter, thicker head and a larger, heavier body. There is much speculation about how much these creatures needed to eat and how such a small head could ingest enough food to fuel such a large body. Some scientists have stated that these huge, small-headed creatures would have needed to eat every waking moment in order to provide enough food to keep such a large body alive. The Apatosaurus seemed to have every adaptation needed for continuous eating, including having nostrils on the top of its head so breathing would not interfere with eating. In order to facilitate the processing of food, which it could not chew with its teeth, the Apatosaurus probably swallowed stones that kept it and gizzards similar that found in a chicken. The tough plant fibers would spend time in the gizzard stewing and grinded up by the stones. Did you know, Dino, the Apatosaurus reaches its full size in 10 years. Wow! Apatosaurus was recreated by Ingen for the Masrani Global Corporation's Jurassic World, their new dinosaur zoo. Apatosaurus has gray skin with a dark blue stripping and a dark tan on its underbelly and portions of its face. Their herds live in the Gallimimus Valley, the Gyrosphere, and the Cretaceous Cruise, alongside Stegosaurus, Microceratus, and 100 other prehistoric species. Some of the juveniles also live in a gentle giant's petting zoo. 5 apatosaurs were killed or severely injured by the rampaging Indominus Rex. Possible recreation before the Jurassic World. The dinosaur remains from the Lost World Jurassic Park. In the Lost World Jurassic Park, Ian and Kelly Malcolm and Sarah Harding pass through the ribcage of the large dinosaur. Some fans believe this to be an Apatosaurus, and they are supported by the fact that the scene in 145 of the film and the script mentions the Apatosaurus among the skeletal remains. Though the femur does match Apatosaurus close to the ribcage, matches the Apatosaurus, and the script also mentions Apatosaurus in scene 42 when the Indian hunters were capturing dinosaurs for Peter Ludlow. In the final film, Mammon Chiosaurus appears instead. This makes the existence of Apatosaurus on Isla Sorna uncertain. The Diplodocid skull x-ray seen on the Isla Nublar field lab. However, the inside of the Isla Nublar field lab has an x-ray of the skull of the member Diplodocus and the group of sauropods that Apatosaurus belongs to, possibly hinting that Apatosaurus were indeed recreated before Masrani's Dinosaur Park Jurassic World. Behind the scenes, the Apatosaurus skull from the Jurassic World website. In the script for Jurassic Park, Apatosaurus is listed in one of the embryos that Dennis Nedry steals in scene 49. Similar to the air in Jurassic Park script, the Apatosaurus skull seen on the Jurassic World website does not belong to the dinosaur at all. Rather, it belongs to the branchiosaurid sauropod like Brachiosaurus. So, detectives, we have talked about some of the dinosaurs from the new movie Jurassic World, along with the mighty sea creature. But what about the beasts of the sky? Can you imagine, if you will, a 3-foot reptile with a wingspan of nearly 5 feet swooping down past you? Yikes! Here comes Dimorphodon. The first Dimorphodon remains were discovered in 1828 by the famous fossil collector Mary Anning. Mary Anning was one of the first women to become actively involved in paleontology, and aside from discovering Dimorphodon, she made significant discoveries relating to the marine reptiles, such as Ichthyosaurus and Plesiosaurus. The first specimen of Dimorphodon was lacking its skull and was assigned to pterodactyls, as so much other poorly preserved material was. Although the fossil material at the time was thought to be from pterodactyls, another pterosaur specimen that would later be named Dorynathus was noted as having similarities to the material. It would not be until 1858 when Richard Owen described two specimens that did have the skulls that the obvious difference between the long narrow beak of pterodactyls and the short deep beak of Dimorphodon was realized. The new genus of Dimorphodon was made official in the subsequent paper published in 1859. The most striking features of Dimorphodon are on the jaws that are considerably deeper in height than many other pterosaurs. This gives Dimorphodon a head that resembles that of a puffin or a short-billed toucan, and has brought the suggestion that it may have been brightly colored for the purpose of display. While no direct evidence exists for the brightly colored head, there is no good evidence to suggest that it was a dull, monotone color or pattern either. Did you know, Dino? Although the skull of Dimorphodon looks oversized, it was actually very light because of the presence of its large fenestra. A fenestra is a large opening in the skull in the front of the eye sockets that are considerably reduced the amount of the solid material required to make the shape. This means that while larger, the head of Dimorphodon was no more cumbersome than a much smaller yet solid skull. The specific name of Dimorphodon means two-formed tooth and is in the reference to the fact that there are two sets of teeth that appear to be adapted for different uses. The teeth in the upper jaw are long, sharp, and narrow, larger toward the front and reducing in size towards the back of the mouth, and were presumably so for the purpose of prey capture. The teeth in the lower jaw were considerably smaller but more numerous and may have been so for a better grip upon prey during flight. Unlike the original Dimorphodon, these clones had only one type of teeth, instead of two, and a bell-sword-like head. They are known to chirp like modern birds do. Their colors were bluish-gray on top and mostly gray on the stomach with pink on its face. On the neck and back, they have thick pycnofibers that all pterosaurs had in real life, but is rare in the Ingens clone pterosaurs. Dimorphodon lives on the Isla Nebula Aveiri as neighbors to the larger pterodon. According to JurassicWorld.org, filming of Jurassic World began in Hawaii on April 14, 2014. It filmed for 2 months in various locations on the island before moving to New Orleans on June 3rd. 2014, it filmed in the abandoned Six Flags theme park, as well as the Big Easy Studios inside the NESA complex. On August 5th, 2014, director Colin Trevorrow revealed via Twitter that filming for Jurassic World had officially wrapped. Legacy Effects, formerly Stan Winston Studios, were hired to create animatronic dinosaurs for the film. Although due to the industry shift into visual effects and away from the practical effects, there were a significantly less number of the animatronic dinosaurs created. Visual effects of the supervisor, Phil Tippett, the guy who let the dinosaurs out in the first film, "You had one job, Phil," returned to the franchise, and ILM have returned to create the CGI dinosaurs and create the visual effects for the film. Michael Giacchino, best known for composing the music for The Lost Super 8 Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, has composed the music for Jurassic World. He has previously worked within the franchise of the video games Warpath, Jurassic Park, and The Lost World, Jurassic Park on PlayStation. Two viral websites were launched for the film on November 17, 2014. JurassicWorld.com looks at the park as a real place and is filled with videos, pictures, and detailed information on the many aspects of the park, including the dinosaurs. MasraningGlobal.com is a fictional look at the company beside the Jurassic World, run by Simon Masrani, and is updated monthly at the form of the blog directly from Simon Masrani himself. The blog posts often hint at plot points in the film for potential sequels, which is kind of cool. Next time, detectives, we are going to look at the rest of the dinosaurs featured in the film Jurassic World, including some of the big guys like Pachycephalosaurus, Velociraptor, T-Rex, and the new star of Dinosaur World, a man-made Frankenstein dinosaur named Indominus Rex. He was supposed to be the biggest and scariest killers of all time. I can't wait! We will also take on a few dynamite dino fights of possible encounters in the film. It is going to be awesome. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Andy DeBoit, Little Miss Dinosaur. And thanks for joining me today on Dinosaur Detectives, Voice America Kids, produced by Perry DeMones, Kidstar Radio. Keep on hunting.
Thank you for joining us for Dinosaur Detectives. Please join your host, Anna Dubois, again next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Don't be afraid to learn something every day.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm. Now from the Kidstar of the Month, here is the Whiz Pops and their song, Sea Turtle.
you're not in any kind of hurry to return to our birthplaces. We'll make it back eventually.
Whiz Pops from the Kidstar album of the month.